Well, we do have a very small part of chapter 14 of 1 Samuel, and I didn't want to go through it or to overlook it and to jump into a new section like chapter 15. And chapter 15 will mark a beginning of, will mark the complete end of Saul's ministry or work and raising up of King David. But interestingly, this part from 49 to the end, and maybe a few verses before 49, they are a summary of Saul's ministry. And this summary, from this what I read, I bring to us today a message that I pray that will be of a great help to us. And I want to begin by saying, relying or reliance on human solution is a perfect recipe for God rejection. If you want to be ever rejected by God, try to rely on human intelligence, human resources, human solutions for problems around you. And especially when it has to do with God's people. Because overall, we know that God is the king of his own people. Then and will ever will be the king of his people, wherever they might be found, in the Old Testament or in the New Testament. And any change of that is going to be a disaster for God's people, because God is king. So when God's people just resort to pragmatisms when they want to solve their problem, pragmatism is a philosophy that we can define as what works. You see, what works. So what works for you is what you choose. You see, so I read that in Arabic a long time ago, that you choose whatever works for you, what really. So, after all, it's just like means justifies, really, the ends or the goal. Or the goals justifies the mean. So, for God people, it shouldn't be this thing like that. Because if we do something like that as God's people, we will soon come to face the opposition from the hand of God. And you've heard me a few weeks ago, I say, like, it is okay to have a lot of people's hands against you. At least you can cry out to God and to deliver you. But how about if really the hand of God is against you? No one can help you. So that is the reality. And so this last part of Samuel 14 bring home in a subtle way. So this, if you read it, you can't really, you will just go over it quickly. You will go just straight away to that. So as if there's nothing to learn from there. But even the writer of this chapter to us really meant to tell us a message that I just began to share with us tonight. So it's very subtle. And I think it gives us the very reason why Saul was rejected by God as king. It gives us that. So first things that I want to bring to us tonight from this text is Saul trusted in man than in God. And that was one of the things that really this part is telling us. So where we find this? So we read that in verse 52, that all the days of Saul, there was bitter war with the Philistines. And whenever Saul saw a mighty or brave man, he took him into his service. Whenever he sees, you see, a mighty man or a brave man, he recruits them, you see, to his army. You see, so he's a man who is fascinated about power and human security. That is Saul. That is all. And a man like that cannot be a friend with God. Because it was with these mighty and brave men, he fought all the wars and he was victorious. That is what the Bible says there. He overcame those people. Wherever he turned, he inflicted punishment on them. Different translation, he routed them out or he destroyed them, he overcame them, he defeated them. So wherever he went with all these mighty men, and yet this man is going to be rejected. What an irony. A man who is supposed to be delivering God's people, you see, defeating all his enemies. The Word of God is amazing. It's the best book you can ever read. And we thank God that he has given it to us, written for us. So we observe this. He fought all his battles and won. He was the one doing the job. But if we just simply compare the summary of his ministry, just going over to the Second Samuel chapter 8. Also another small summary of the finishing of King David himself. 2 Samuel chapter 8, if I could read from verse 16. As the ark of the Lord was entering the city of David, I hope I got the reference right. 8 verse 6, sorry. Chapter 8 verse 6. He put garrisons, that is David, in the Aramean kingdoms of Damascus, and the Arameans became subject to him and brought tribute. The Lord gave David victory wherever he went. The Lord gave David victories. So the victories that David really had were given to him by the Lord himself. Verse 14. He put garrison throughout Edom, and all the Edomites became subject to David. The Lord gave David victory wherever he went. So the victory that is so wonderful and lasting is the victory for people of God, is the victory that God himself brings. And that is what we should be looking for. And we read here that in chapter 17, verse 37 of 1 Samuel, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lions and the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of his Philistines. So David always has this reliance on God. Wherever he enters into a battle, so he had in his heart that God is the one who is going to deliver him. Even when he faces troubles and issues, so is God again who will be going to deliver him. And I believe this message is for us, that we are called to be relying on God alone, for he is able. He rescues, as I put there in the title of the sermon, that he rescues. So we need to rely on this. We need to trust God with this. So in our battles, we need to trust him. In all that we do, we need to trust him. And these figures, as I said earlier, these characters from the Old Testament from which we are learning, so they are not any different from the New Testament figures as well. And so if I could just go to 2 Timothy that Jim read to us, chapter 4, we read also that Paul, Apostle Paul himself, he shared that he got help from the Lord. And I was delivered because he faced a lot of troubles. At my first defense, verse 16, at my first defense, no one came to my support, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them. But the Lord stood at my side. The Lord, again, is the Lord. And gave me strength so that through me the message might be fulfilled and proclaimed, and all the Gentiles might hear it. So King David, his ministry was like for the people of God, and he is a king after God's heart, and was to fulfill God's mission, God's work. And so Saul took it upon himself as if he's an earthly kingdom. So he lost the heavenly dimensions, and that the God of heaven is the one in charge. And Apostle Paul wouldn't make a mistake. Through the Holy Spirit, he acknowledges that he is a servant of God, and all that he was doing is for God's glory. And all the troubles he faced, he is facing them in the defense of the gospel and for the advancements of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And so he knows that even though he is deserted, people are showing him bad attitudes, bad things. Alexander, verse 14 of Timothy 4, 2 Timothy 4, verse 14. Alexander, the metal worker, did him a great deal of harm. So this man was just really opposed. And he was opposing the word of God. That is what Paul says in verse 15. The Lord will repay him for what he has done. You too should be on your guard against him, because he is strongly opposed our message. It's not personal, but he was opposing the message of God. And Apostle Paul would say in verse 17, the last part of verse 17, and I was delivered from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack, and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. So Apostle Paul's here really demonstrate to us that we are to rely on God. And something Saul failed to do. So another teaching point from this small passage, from first short passage from 1 Samuel 14. We don't have to have strong people around us. So I believe that is what really God laid on my heart to bring to us tonight. So we don't have to be like Saul, King Saul, to whenever we see maybe someone with gifts and also maybe with a lot of money, musical skills, maybe a great teacher of the word, something like that. We don't have to. It would be nice to have them. But it's not really what is going to save us. Because Saul himself, he had all the mighty men with him. And if you were here a few weeks ago, he was hiding from Philistines. And only Jonathan and his arm bearer, trusting God, they were the only two people who went and showed themselves to the enemies and were given a sign by God. And so you see the lions on God never fails. We read in our evening service on Sunday, on Wednesday night, that is one of my favorite texts in the Old Testament. I think it's Genesis 28, verse 16. Behold, I lay in Zion a solid stone, or a precious stone. Whoever believes will never run away, will never be put to shame, will never escape. The different translations. So here we don't have to have like to go after the things that we see. We don't have to just arm ourselves with strong things from this world. And it is not wrong. You see also, even in Apostle Paul's letter to Timothy, he was saying, bring this and bring that and this, and send me this person, send me Mark. You see, he said, Mark is useful for me. And they had differences before, isn't it? And now he says, but that was not just for selfish gain. He said, it's useful for me in the ministry. So everything is to advance the kingdom of God. Do your best to come to me quickly. So you say, well, look, even Paul himself is wanting people to come to him to be strengthened by them. But this is on a different tune. It's something quite different. It's not like what Saul was doing. Saul was so determined in his mind really to reject God. And that is a disaster. So we don't have to do that. Apostle Paul, he calls for Demas because he loved this world, has deserted me, and has gone to Tarsus, to Thessalonia, or Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia, and Titus to Dalmatia. So people were going doing business for God. People were going preaching different places. So that means he might not have all the strong people with him altogether, but the ministry is going to go. So Saul of Tarsus, he was himself a brave man. He has learned from his testimony. You see, that being strong in yourself or having strong people around you is not the solution. Because he was zealot, a religious fanatic who destroyed her peaceful people. Joyful, holy people who just met the Lord, Christian people like us who have no power of anything, just relying on God. Apostle Paul destroyed them, you see. And Saul is an example himself. He was even going to kill David. So we are not to go after things just to help ourselves, pragmatism, but we are to trust the Lord all the time. So tonight, I just don't want to drag it on. We know that the Lord builds his house. We know that if we rely on him and we trust him, he will deliver us. He will rescue us. He will bless us. So we don't want to be rejected by him, because if we want to live our own way, after all that he has done for us, he has called us out, and he has gathered us, and he said, I will bless you, and if you lack anything, pray. So finances are needed, pray. So we are not to resort to other ways, other means. It's really, I love this phrase because we used to play a lot with it. It's translated into a lot of languages. These words, they're like means justifies, the goal is justifies means. And it's just really serious things. Because what you may get to something, you want something desperately, and it's available at your reach. But the means, if it's not glorifying to God, if it's just, you don't have to have it. You don't have to have it. And I think that is what like Saul was trying to do. And Apostle Paul is avoiding. And we are all to avoid this. Today, the challenge for us as a church is reliance on human means, human understanding, methods of church growth, and other stuff. And even like false spirituality and false knowledge, departing from the truth of God, departing from the promises that are given to us in the scriptures. Because even Saul himself, King Saul, he was told, okay, now you are going to be a king. Just obey the Lord. Even he was given a chance. He was given a chance to do what is right, to trust the Lord. He was not told to do anything different. Even when he was told to go and destroy, he didn't even destroy all the animals. He kept the best for himself. So this is a man who was so independent in his thinking, determined to disobey God and trying to be a good example of a God, of a godly man. No, there is no way. We are not to rely on the means of this world. We are not just to go after the strong things of this world, the security things, things that bring security for us here. We are to let go of everything, just we seek the Lord, and he will speak to us, and he will meet us. Let us pray.